Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Jeez, I like the sound effects of the lawnmower in the background there. That sounds pretty good. Yes, he's online for this Wednesday afternoon. It's Gav. G'day, Gav.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Not bad at all, not bad at all. It's nice and still. There's quite a lot of cloud around. It's perfect working weather.
Well, it is perfect working weather, certainly if you're working outside.
And
the good thing is, Gav, we've had some rain this week too, which has been good.
We have, and from what they tell me, it's not over yet completely.
Just going and having a look at the forecast now. Yes, you might be right. There might be a bit more rain in the next couple of days. We'll wait and see how that goes.
Yeah, wait and see what shows up.
Yes, indeed. Now, today, this is something a little bit different we're talking about today. We're talking today about brilliant ground covers.
Yes, look, and the main reason for that is I've been driving around a lot, and there is one in particular that is basically everywhere, and it's just about to come out into flower. Everybody will be noticing it. It's the Tracheospermum, or to you and me, Chinese star jasmine. Now, on the central coast, they use this thing in roundabouts everywhere. Up here, it is popping up everywhere from car parks in bottle shops across the road here. We've got Warners at the Bay, and they must have hundreds throughout their car park, all about to come into flower. I was driving up Hunter Street the other day, and its civic station there for the tram is a whole section of it, and it's almost trimmed into like a, you'd almost think it was a very low flat hedge. They literally just trim it round the edges. It's all coming into flower. Now, this thing will grow just about anywhere. It'll grow in the shade. I've seen it under the trees in Derby Street in almost full shade. Where I am at Mayfield in the Woolies car park, there's a whole section in there that's just about to come out into flower. It is one of the best, quickest, toughest ground covers you will ever get your hands on. Now, this thing also can grow as a climber. I've seen it actually where they had an old rickety fence that was about to fall down about a meter or so high, covered it in this stuff, then trimmed it, and it actually looked like a hedge that had this beautiful smelly white flower on it. Once or twice a year, you would never know that there was anything in the middle of it holding up. Yep. It is absolutely the most amazing thing.
Well, I was just about to say, whilst you were talking about that, what I did is I just Googled up what we're talking about here. And funnily enough, I can see a photo of somebody who's put it up against the wall of their house, and it's going and growing over a window. So, I mean, that is very self-explanatory, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So just as good as a climber to grow over a blank wall, you know, somewhere where you just don't want to look at even the neighbor's ugly fence maybe, and you want to put something to cover it up on your side that's nice and lush and has the most loveliest glossy green leaf. As I said, it'll grow in the shade, it'll grow in the sun, and if you wanted to, you can actually grow it as a big ground cover. Now, anything that will grow in a roundabout, in a main road, that you will basically, you see the guys stand there and they will whippersnip around the edges of it to keep it into that roundabout, will basically grow anywhere. It's got to be pretty tough to stand up to that. So, and as I said, it has the most beautiful, they're almost like, if you like a little, tiny little Dutch windmills in white. Beautiful, sweet fragrance to them, incredibly versatile, and as I said, anywhere you want to put it, it will grow. It is very, very tough, green, and lush. And the other one I wanted to speak about, which is also a very, very tough one, is the gazania. Now, gazanias are incredibly versatile. They get a little orange, or I wouldn't say little, an orange or a yellow, sometimes pink, flower, like a big daisy flower on them. They're a ground cover. Some people do mixed colours and they end up like a patchwork quilt over an area. I used to at one stage live down at Swansea, and it was the one thing right on that Swansea River, right on the entrance there, where they used to grow it as a ground cover on the side of the streets and on the roads, where it is almost a pure sand soil. And of course, with the wind blowing under the bridge there, it used to get all the salt and everything on it, and it would survive really, really well. It'll take sunny, really hot, dry spots. That's what it prefers. Comes in either the green foliage or also a very sort of grey silver foliage, which is great for a contrast. But another incredibly tough little ground cover. That one, I suppose, very good for seaside planting. You tend to see that around places like Caves Beach and Redhead and Stockton and all those sort of real salty sort of nor'easter type places where they get a lot of that. So incredibly tough, low maintenance, really don't have to do much to them at all except give them a bit of a water to get them started like anything. The Chinese star jasmine, a nice trim, either a very late winter to shape it or after flowering, which would be probably in about a month's time after the flowers finish, you can give it a nice bit of a trim up just to get a good shape out of it. But if anybody's driving around Newcastle, basically every suburb you will see it, mainly see it as a ground cover, but you can see it on the sides of walls and over fences. Very, very tough and very, very good at the moment.
Okay, and I was just thinking also that even if you have a bit of space in your garden and you're trying to work out, I guess, you got this bit of space in your garden, you think to yourself, now, what can I do to maybe fill that space? And look, something like these ground covers you've been talking about might be the ideal thing.
Oh, absolutely. Whether, as I said, whether it be a shady spot, in which case you can use the Chinese star jasmine anywhere from full shade up to full sun, or if it's a real hot, dry spot, maybe on the western side that cops basically everything that you could throw at it, you plant gazanias in there and they will thrive. They will love that sort of a position. Now, they can be either just in between shrubs on that hot side or, you know, just as a big ground cover where you want something just to cover space, maybe even to save weeds or, you know, a mulch. I mean, they will become their own mulch given a few years down the track when they all cover the ground.
And the other thing too, it's good to get ground covers, particularly those listeners who might be listening to us right now who don't get a lot of time to spend in their garden, and you're putting in something that can pretty much look after itself.
Oh, in both cases, absolutely. Grows like a rocket, covers a big space. You might even have, a bank. I saw them once in, I think it was Castle Hill, where they had a lovely green lawn on the top, a green lawn on the bottom, and this bit of a bank that was just too steep for lawn to, or would be too steep to mow it. So they literally used the Chinese star jasmine pretty much and then trimmed it at the top, trimmed it at the bottom, and it filled the gap between the two lawns and did an absolutely beautiful job of it.
Okay, so there you go. So there's some good advice there on if you have space in your garden or maybe you need a bit of privacy, you might look at getting those wonderful ground covers that Gav has been speaking about on the show here today. Just a quick one before we do go. When it comes to looking after them, and as you say, they're fairly hardy and whatever, fertilisation and stuff like that, which way would we go there?
Well, we do our standard, a couple of doses of our sea salt, our liquid seaweed to get them started. Always a good idea whenever you're planting anything, just to give it a couple of doses of something like that, just to save that transplanting shock. It gets them over that, which means it gets them moving much quicker. And then, realistically, just a pelleted, maybe a pelleted food you throw over them, pretty much. Well, you would do both of those three times. You do them in spring, summer, and autumn. Probably no point in doing them through winter, but those three seasons, always a good idea to just, get some pellets, some dynamic lifter pellets or some 5-in-1 pellets something like that. Sprinkle them over on a wet, soggy day, and that'll do the job for you till the next season. So pretty much with all those things, three times a year, spring, summer and autumn, and then you really can't go wrong.
Excellent. There you go. Some wonderful advice there on ground covers from Gav. Now, our new listeners, and no doubt we have new listeners who don't necessarily know where Lee Rowan's Garden World is. Can you please explain?
Oh, absolutely. So we have our landscape yard in Weston, which is great if you want to pick up any bulk goods. They're in Lumby Lane in a place called Sawyer's Gully, just off the freeway. And then, of course, we have our main nursery here where I am at 381 Hillsborough Road, Warners Bay, which is right at the bottom end of Hillsborough Road at the Warners Bay end of the street. We have a very, very good website, all the W's, leerowans.com. And at the moment, for all deliveries up till for the end of the month, any deliveries over $50, there is a $10 special code on there where you can even get yourself a discount till the end of the month.
Sounds fantastic. And the other thing that you have down there is a wonderful cafe.
We do. Anybody that knows me would think I went there all the time, but I actually don't frequent that much.
Well, you said that. I didn't say that, Gav.
Absolutely.
As always, mate, it's been great to talk to you, and thank you very much for the advice there on the ground covers. You have a wonderful week, what's left of it, and we'll do it all over again next Wednesday.
I will look forward to it.
Thanks, Gav. Good on you, mate. He's a good man, Gav, and he's always very friendly and... if you get down to Lee Rowan's Garden World down there at Warners Bay, you have any questions, make sure you go and talk to him because he is a wealth of knowledge.